This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature that delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I'm talking about Easter. Easter arrives each year wrapped in soft pastels and baskets and chocolate and sunrise services and the quiet promise of renewal. But beneath the lilies and the hymns, beneath the familiar story of resurrection, there is a deeper and more layered history, one that stretches far beyond a single tradition, into the ancient rhythms of life itself. Long before Christianity, humans marked the arrival of spring in reverence. Winter was not just a season, it was a threat. Food was scarce, darkness lingered, and survival was uncertain. So when the earth began to thaw, when light returned, when life pushed back through soil that had been frozen, people celebrated because it meant they would live. So many of these early spring festivals centered on fertility and rebirth. In parts of Europe, the goddess Ostara was honored. Associated with dawn and new beginnings, she embodied the fertile energy of the land reawakening, of life returning from death, a divine transformation worthy of celebration, ritual, and symbology. Take the egg, simple, quiet, almost unremarkable, yet holding within it one of the oldest symbols of life. Across cultures, eggs represent potential, creation, and the mystery of existence itself. To decorate eggs, to gift them, to hide and find them, is not just a playful tradition. It's an echo of ancient reverence for life emerging from stillness. The rabbit, too, enters the story, not as a random mascot, but as a symbol of fertility. Rabbits reproduce quickly, abundantly. They became a natural representation of life's unstoppable urge to continue, to multiply, to rise again. So when you see children hunting for eggs left by a rabbit, you are witnessing an ancient celebration, a ritual of renewal, the triumph of life over death. The early Christian church, expanding through Europe, encountered these deeply rooted seasonal celebrations and adopted them. It was often a synergistic match, for in the spring, Christianity celebrates renewal and resurrection too, with Jesus dying on Good Friday and resurrecting on Easter Sunday. The egg for Christians, representing both new life and the stone rolled away from Jesus' tomb. The story of Jesus' resurrection aligns closely with the themes woven throughout the spring festivals of ancient wisdom traditions and spiritualities. Death followed by life, darkness surrendered to light, endings transformed into beginnings. And Easter unfolds, of course, alongside Passover, a celebration of liberation and renewal, while time to the first full moon after the spring equinox, anchoring it not just in scripture, but in the living rhythm of the earth itself. And in this way, Easter can be seen as a spiritual bridge. On one side, the incorporation of ancient traditions celebrating the cycles of nature, and on the other, the theological narrative of resurrection and spiritual rebirth. The two merged, layered together, undeniably intertwined. This blending is not unusual. Throughout history, religions have adapted, borrowed, and reinterpreted. It is how powerful messages endure, speaking to us where we are in ways we can hear and understand. And this means that what we celebrate in Easter is not necessarily a single pure tradition, but a beautiful tapestry of divine truth woven through the ages with the countless languages, manners, and ways that the divine has used to tell us, to reassure us, to reach us with the good news or gospel that we humans, like Jesus, are spiritual beings who survive physical death. A divine message sent to us in every colorful egg we place in every Easter basket. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Happy Easter, and thanks for listening.